And now we will bless the coming countries which are now celebrating the new year. Excuse me. And when we are naming these countries, let us see Christ in the heart of this country or these regions. Bangladesh, Dhaka. Bhutan. British Indian Ocean Territory. Cagos de Garcia. Kazakhstan. And Kyrgyzstan. Let us now invoke the soul. All these areas, invoking the soul values, soul qualities to descend, and we visualize the kingdom of God descending, and in that we are giving our help, our meditative and invocational help. And we have for a while silence.
Okay, friends, our next work will be, and by the way, India is coming up. We don't want to forget India, which will be at in another little bit less than a half hour, and Sri Lanka. So they are one of those countries, or both countries, coming in on the half hour. So we want to be mindful there as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's okay. Was
in the list. It wasn't the place. I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I will take them with us. Okay.
Now, we're going to do our sacred pentagram. It's part of the five-day approach. And we seem to be, it looks like day four. We do generally five programs, but one of them is included in the full moon work. And the idea is to have a group approach. You can do 7 days, 5 days, 3 days. We found that DK is maybe emphasizing the five-day approach. And we are in a day of distribution. And what's it called? Is it belief? What?
In this system, it is registration.
Registration, yeah. And then will come belief, yeah. But we are distributing. And we're still in this very powerful Capricorn energy. Now, all of this is usually part of the Blue Rose group programming. And as you may know, for some years, the Blue Rose group has been working to concentrate the Christ consciousness as a reality, as if in a chalice to be presented to humanity and with gratitude towards the Christ at the time of the 2025 conclave. So right now I think we're working on the fixed cross, which is the cross of the soul and a cross over which we have some control. We can't control anything on the cardinal cross yet. But in this transition from the mutable cross to the fixed cross, we can assert our will, our willingness, and begin to enter into the fifth kingdom of nature. So the Christ consciousness, it's the sixth principle. It's the principle of Buddhi, and it's talked about a lot. But the question is, how much is it experienced? And we want to make the experience of this type of consciousness a reality for more and more aspirants and disciples and for more and more people of goodwill who are on the verge, no matter what their particular dogma may be, they're on the verge of entering into a more Christ-like state of mind, the mind as it is in Christ. So we offer this every month in connection with the Blue Rose Sisterhood, which, you know, it has men in it as well, the Shiva brothers. That's why I sometimes call it the Blue Rose Group. So I think you understand, and we'll go on with Tuya leading the meditation.
So welcome to everybody into our practice. And a few words before we go is that we have in our group this kind of a deity yoga tradition, and every one of us, we have a sacred name of the either Shiva or Sri Lakshmi, and Sri Lakshmi is the planet Venus. We come in one point to that place where we are supposed to 108 times repeat that name, but you can actually tune then into your inner real name, because as it is said that by name God has been calling all of us, and then when we actually know our real name, we have entered into our real self. So I will then explain while we are going on. We can start our meditation now. So let us align with the full moon that just was. Virittäydymme nyt täyteen koon. So I'm going to also speak in Finnish for our Finnish members if we have. We try to align with that essential energy of Capricorn. Capricorn is opening the door to hierarchy. Virittäydymme kaurin ydinenergiaan, kauris, joka avaa tien hierarkiaan. Capricorn is the sign of the goat and is one of the superhuman signs, universal and impersonal sign. Kauris on vuoden merkki ja yliinhimillinen merkki, universaali ja persoonaton merkki. In this labor, Hercules is descending into the realms of hell, the only sign that is happening. Ja tässä Herkules laskeutuu helvetin tasoille, ainoa merkki, jossa se tapahtuu. He goes there in order to redeem the solar angel. Ja hän laskeutuu sinne vapauttaukseen aurinkoenkelin. When he descends, he has to face the horrible guardian of the Hades, Kerberos, three-headed monstrous dog. Ennen kuin hän pääsee sinne, hänen täytyy voittaa Hadeksen vartija Kerberos koira. It indicates all the horrors and evil things in all three levels. Kolme päätä ilmentävät kaikkia kolmea tasoa ja kaikkia hirveyksiä, mitä voi olla. So when Hercules wins that dog, he is able to enter into those darkened places and redeem Prometheus. Kun hän voittaa tuon koiran, Herkules voi laskeutua pimeille tasoille ja vapauttaa Prometheuksen. In Capricorn we are reaching the top of the mountain. Kaurissa me voitamme vuoren huipun. On that mountain top, the great supernal light is redeemed. Tuon vuoren huipulla suuri valo vapautuu. This is actually how the Venus is functioning in Capricorn. Se on se, millä lailla Kauriissa Venus toimii. The supernal light, ylimaallinen valo. Lost am I in light supernal, and yet on that light I turn my back. Kadonnut minä olen ylimaalliseen valoon, ja kuitenkin tuolle valolle minä käännän selkäni. We particularly talk about the third initiation. Me erityisesti puhumme kolmannesta vihkimyksestä. But Capricorn will initiate us. Mutta Kauris vihkii meidät, no matter what is our spiritual status. Oli meidän henkinen statuksemme mikä tahansa. If we just let that energy work. Jos vain annamme tämän energian toimia. I'm just checking on what degree is now the sun. The sun is now in 10 degrees and 32 seconds. So sun has moved into the second decanate of Capricorn. And we find behind the second decanate wonderful constellation, Dolphinus. Me löydämme tuosta toisen dekanaatin takaa, missä aurinko nyt on, ihanan konstellaation, joka on Delfinuksen konstellaatio. Let us now align with that constellation and the energies of that, which is about how we are jumping out of the matter, the boundaries of the matter. Se on tuo energia, joka auttaa meidät nousemaan aineesta. Gaining the victory, actually gaining that victory, going over the sea, over the waters. Ja se antaa meille suuren avun mennä veden yli, like the Christ was walking on the lake, kuten Kristus käveli merellä tai veden päällä. Just trying to find one piece of music which is helping us with this energy. The Dolphinus is also looking towards the sun. Delfinus katsoo kohti aurinkoa. There is in this second decanate there is very strong relationship with the sun. Toisen dekanaatin yhteys aurinkoon on hyvin voimakas. So let us all look towards the sun and connect ourselves with the heart of the sun. Virittäytykäämme nyt vahvasti auringon sydämeen. And the energies of the soul of fire. Ja aurinko tulee energioihin. In this decanate, a huge transformation is going on. And that is what Capricorn energy will do if we can respond to its higher frequencies. Capricorn is said that it can survive with very, very little. Sanotaan, että kauris tulee toimeen hyvin pienellä. There are some kind of jokes that is said that if you say once in lifetime to Capricorn, I love you, it is enough. On tuo yksi pieni vitsi, että jos kaurille sanoo kerran elämässä, että rakastan sinua, niin se riittää. So today is the word registration, the fourth day in this sacred pentagram approach to full moon. Facilitate the growing realization of the group's accomplishment. Edistä nyt ryhmän saavutusten kasvavaa ymmärtämistä. By adopting an inner attitude of registration by the mind. Omaksumalla sisäinen rekisteröimisen asenne mielessäsi. Of that which group soul has sought to impress at the moment of attempted and achieved contact during the full moon. Sille, mihin ryhmä sielu pyrki tekemään vaikutuksen ajatulla ja saavutetulla yhteyden hetkellä täyden kuin aikana. So by the mind we have to have this inner attitude that group has accomplished what it has sought to impress. Meidän täytyy mielessämme pitää sisäistä asennetta, että ryhmä on pystynyt tekemään saavutuksen, jonka se aikoi. Can expand our consciousness and awareness of this larger group. We register that there has been accomplishment. Me rekisteröimme, että on ollut tällainen onnistuminen. And this is something what we could relate to this. All kinds of experiments, what has been done, but the experiment that we were talking with Twain, if you were, that if you repeat something, the matter will respond. And when the group holds this kind of attitude, that the group has been successful, it will make a reality of that. Ja jos ylläpidämme tällaista asennetta, siitä tulee todellisuus. In our minds and hearts and souls, we relate with all sisters and brothers around the world. We use now a symbolism of the indigo rose. You can place that inner rose as the symbol of the accomplishment and of the work for the Christ that we are doing wherever we are. And recognize the group vibration. Tunnistamme ryhmän välähtelen. We also align with the triangle work. And we align with the blue rose triangle, visualizing the Christ in the center of the triangles. Virittäydymme kolmiotyöhön. näiden Kristuksen kolmiuden keskellä. And let us now align with the chalice that we are building on the mental plane. I was just putting the music away because I got comments that it is too loud. We imagine that chalice, which is built upon the mental plane, the chalice of Christ consciousness. Virittäydymme maljaan mentaalitasolla, joka rakennetaan. This is chalice that we are offering then on 2025 as our group work. Annamme tämän maljan vuonna 2025 työstämme. And also we align with that sacred pattern in the skies, which is formed by planet Venus, Sri Lakshmi, planet Earth and the Sun during 8 years. Sacred pentagram. Which is this inner pattern revealing us the secrets of initiation. This can be seen as a rose, five-petaled rose as well. The symbol, ancient symbol, which was relating us to Mother. And you see the sacred roses in the churches, in many traditions. And also under the rose was oath given, sub rosa. Because this is the new year eve, and for someone's already the first day, let us have just a little moment where we can all reflect for a while. Do we want to give inner oath or some pledge to our soul or Christ under the sub rosa, under this divine rose? Voimme, jos haluamme, antaa jonkun lupauksen uudelle vuodelle tuon ruusun alla. Thank you. Visualize now the sacred pentagram. Indigo blue pentagram appearing above the group. Näemme indikon sinisen tähden ilmestyvän ryhmän yläpuolelle. Mary is called also mystical rose or mystery rose. Mariaa kutsutaan mystiseksi ruusuksi. Mary, Virgin Mary, relates us to planet Earth. Maria viittaa maahan. And the indigo star, blue star, five-pointed star, to planet Venus. See now in the center appearing the indigo blue rose. Oh Mary, näe tähden keskelle syntyvän Marian ruusu. Starting to circle and whirl. Creating indigo disk. Se alkaa pyöriä. Ja siitä tulee indikon sininen kiekko. A secret door within. Salainen sisäinen ovi. The sacred door for the soul. Pyhä ovi sieluun. Now using the energies of Capricorn, which is opening the door to hierarchy. Follow that energy and crawl, go through the door. Kaulis avaa oven hierarkiaan. Seuraa tuota energiaa ja mene oven läpi. We are now in the sacred circle of brothers and sisters, and we see indigo blue lotus. Näemme indikon sinisen lotuksen, 108-petaled lotus, 108 terälehtisen lotuksen. Every single petal indicating one of the 108 sacred names of the deity. Yksi näistä terälehdistä ilmentäen yhtä Jumalolennon 108 nimestä. Every name is an antidote against one of the 108 sins or evil qualities. Jokainen näistä on yksi antidootti 108 synnille tai pahuudelle. Those who have the names, we are standing one of the petals. Niillä ollaan tämä nimi on, me seisomme yhdellä näistä terälehdistä. We have been also working with the motto. So align this motto that you have been starting to create under the energies of Capricorn. Virittäytykäämme nyt tuon mottoon, jonka aloimme luomaan Kaurissa. Something which is helping us on the way. Jotakin, mikä auttaa meidät eteenpäin. So we have a pause for a while and you can create that motto. It can be a sentence, a word, a symbol, color. Hetken aikaa olemme ja luomme tuota mottoa. Se voi olla lause, väri, symboli, sana. With that motto we go into the new. Tuon moton kanssa me menemme uuteen. Capricorn opening that door into the new. Kaudis, joka avaa oven tuohon uuteen. We hold all of this and we work now with the energy of Samudra Taniya, which means the beloved daughter of the ocean of milk, one of the Sri Lakshmi's name, one of the names of Venus, Samudra Taniya, yksi näistä Lakshmin nimistä. This is the name for this month. Just that much about the ocean of milk is about the nectar of life, the antidote of all poisonous things. Maitomeri on yksi antidootti kaikille, mikä on myrkyllistä. And from that Venus is rising. Ja tästä nousee Venus. All the cosmic energies pouring from the Milky Way. Kaikki ne kosmiset energiat, jotka ovat tähti taivaalla, taivaan kaaressa. The goddess Venus who can transmit these energies. Venus, joka voi nämä energiat vuodattaa. We go within ourselves in that sacred work of building the chalice with all these qualities. And we will sound 108 times now our sacred name plus Samudra Taniya. And all of others who do not have maybe sacred name, you can turn in into your inner real name and give the gift of your heart to the world. Great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wheels of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Om. And blessings. We bless the sisters and the brothers. I bless you, my beloved sisters, the mothers of the Christ. Siunaan teidät kallisarvoiset sisareni, Kristuksen äidit. Let us say together, I bless you, my beloved brothers, the protectors of the Christ. Siunaan teidät, kallisarvoiset veljeni, Kristuksen suojelijat. And let us bless all the kingdoms. Siunatkaamme kaikki luomakunnat. Every seeking soul, jokainen etsivä sielu. May the blessings of the holy ones rest upon humanity, ja olkoon ylevien siunaus ihmiskunnan yllä. And thank you, dearest friends. And through the last piece of music, we then go into silence. and silence.